USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Presidents Biden and Jinping will meet virtually Friday. While Chinese state media has stepped away from primarily pro-Russian coverage of the war in Ukraine, they do continue to blame the United States for the war. The White House says China is helping Russia skirt past U.S. sanctions with money and war materials. We're learning more about a head-on collision in Texas that killed members of a college golf team, NTSB Vice Chairman Bruce Lansbury.
A 13-year-old child was behind the wheel of the pickup truck.
Nine people in all perished in West Texas Tuesday night. An early investigation revealed that the truck had a spare wheel on its driver's side front. That spare tire seemed to have failed, causing the truck to swerve in front of the van. An Iraq war veteran, Lucas Denny, who allegedly formed a militia he dubbed the Proud Boys of North Texas, pled guilty on Thursday to a single count of assaulting or resisting police during January 6. USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
We have an update on a women's basketball star being held in a Russian jail.
American basketball star Brittany Grenier's detention in Russia has now been extended until May or beyond, according to the Russian state news agency TASS, citing the Kamiki Court of the Moscow region. Grenier has been detained for weeks after Russian officials say they found vape cartridges containing drops of oil derived from cannabis in her luggage at an airport near Moscow. The offense could carry a sentence of up to 10 years in a Russian prison. From the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Politicians want to grill oil executives.
The Senate Majority Leader says U.S. oil executives will soon be called to Capitol Hill. New York Democrat Chuck Schumer says U.S. oil companies are enjoying an avalanche of cash while drivers continue to suffer. He notes the gas prices should be dropping as global oil prices decline. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
USA Radio News.
Pump up the volume on your published book. Audiobooks generate new readers who love the storytelling format. We all have active multitasking lives now. With audiobooks, we can enjoy your book anywhere, anytime. Earn more profits. Tell your story to a new audience. Call Audiobook Network for a free guide. Reproduce your audiobook with professional voice actors and engineers, and then sell your audiobook on Amazon, Audible, and Apple iTunes.
Call Audiobook Network at 800-495-1223. Call today, 800-495-1223.
A lawmaker in D.C. says Russia is funding environmental groups across the United States to advocate against American energy independence by pushing the Green New Deal so Russian oil will become the world's choice. Senator Kevin Cramer, the Republican from North Dakota, on Newsmax Thursday.
Russia's involvement in spreading disinformation through the non-government organizations disguised as environmental groups in the United States is not a new story. This is something that we've known for some time. In fact, in 2018, a House committee found evidence that this was happening. Senate, under Democratic control, leadership admitted as much that Russia was spending money in the United States to push us toward the Green New Deal. Mm. And at the same time, that opens up markets for them to sell their dirtier fuel. So that's why I say what's not benefiting, of course, is the environment. Because frankly, opening up markets for Russia to sell its dirty energy while we are not in that market is like taking a bath in a pig pen.
Indicted Representative Jeff Fortenberry, the Republican from Nebraska, is blaming his indictment on bad cell phone reception. In a phone conversation with a donor, he was informed $30,000 may have come from an illegal source. The congressman said he didn't understand the content of the call. The FBI says he's lying. James Webb Telescope officials have announced its mirror segments are now aligned and is near operational status. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.